Simon Tavov, Mishiyatza Chusit Chum Shalot Adas. Boy Sivecha, the person went beyond the Chum. We talk about that until now also, but we're going to add on now really is a new point, which we referred to before, but we didn't actually learn it inside yet. Mishiyatza Chusit Chum Shalot Adas, the person went beyond the Chum unintentionally. Ein Ela Arba Amos, he only has four Amos. So the lochah only has four amas. Now, hutzroch l'nakov. He needs to relieve himself.
What?
He needs to relieve himself. Use the bathroom. Okay. Now, the problem is that there's no private place where he is. So he walked past the tchum. He's in this area. There's nobody. There's no private place. So Chazal recognizes the need for a person when he goes to the bathroom to have privacy. So even though Chama said you can't go beyond your four amas because you went past the tchum, we're going to make a kula. Yochalot is mehem. He's allowed to leave those four amas. Achim some welcome to the liponos until he can find a private place to relieve himself. It's a good advice for him. She is karabat sad tchumot. So you might as well use that. When he's looking already, he might as well walk back towards where the tchum was, because sheim lo yimsam mokum tenua at the tchumai. If he cannot find a private place until inside the tchum, yachol yikanes, he goes back inside the tchum. Lachar shenichnas have a kilo lo yotze kima shenichnas brishus. And once he's back in the tchum, he's like he never went out.
You could really fool yourself. I mean, you could convince yourself.
You have to be honest. Okay, right.
Normally, if a person goes out by accident, you don't come back yet.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. But since he went over here, and if he comes back in, you know, he walks out not realizing, then he runs over, I'm out, and he runs back in. So that he's not allowed to do that. Then when he does that, he doesn't get the status of as if he came back in. Since over here he's allowed to go back in, so he's back to his original tchum. I would much welcome to Noah, but if he found a private place before he got back to the tchum, he cannot go back into the tchum. El Yiponasham, he relieves himself there. A. So now he's just done that. So he needs part of his personal needs are to have not to be sitting the rest of the Shabbos right next to that spot. He can now distance himself from that spot. To the point that the smell is gone, anticipated. Mashom Yesh Arbaras. And that's where he gets his Dalet Amos. From that point, he gets his Dalet Amos. Okay?
And that's another opportunity to get back and send it to them.
Yes, correct. So he could travel that. This is part of his Hetzer, so he's allowed to go back into the city. Now, this is all talking about a person who left to go back in the tchum. He leaves the place where he relieved himself, and he goes away because of the smell. He can walk towards the tchum. And when he walks towards the tchum, he's back inside the tchum. Meanwhile, by doing that, he gets back into the tchum again. He's like he never left. This is all talking about a case where he left the tchum by mistake, without being aware. However, but when he left originally, he left being aware that the tchum is there, and he went past it intentionally. So then, Ein Lo Tekano, we're not going to create this hetter for him.
He says, now he's done tshuva.
Right. Now, so which means like this, we will allow him to find a private place to relieve himself, and we will allow him to get away from the smell. But even if he walks back into the tchum, he'll only get Dalet Amos. Because we're not going to give him back his tchum. Now, Zesher Marner Shu Behutzach L'Nakav, this halacha that we said that when a person has a need to relieve himself, he has this hetzer to find a private place, etc. Yesher Mafil L'Ketanim, even if a person has a need to pass Meraglayim, Yesher Dafka L'Gdalim, it's only if he needs to relieve himself to defecate, but not if he needs to urinate. Okay.
But isn't that going to be a problem? He can't be, I mean, how can he can't daven, at least until the urine dries up? He can't move from it.
The assumption normally is it gets absorbed into the ground pretty quickly. Okay, we'll see, we're stretching this point unintentionally, because in a case where it's done, if he moves on intentionally, things change. Welcome shame in the autumn and see a place where people are not going. In Nash, you got a couple of brias. So Chazal allowed you to find a private place where nobody would see you, because of the needs of a person's covered to do it in a proper way. So go back, look back, way back in Arachayim Siman Gimel. The Achariya Geder Choshev Makom Sinua, behind a fence, a wall, better like a stone wall. That's a private place. Ubasadav is an open field. Ashen Chaber Yochel Leroyse. It gets he's far away enough that nobody can see him. The Ravon says Yochel Lelechas Ad Beis Hayehudim Liponus. He can go to where the Jews are. He found a seemingly private place beforehand. El Shu Samach Lebat Yaakov, but it's near where the Goyim live. So we're not going to require him to do that. We're afraid that where if he's there all by himself amongst these Goyim, that's not going to be a safe place for him.
So that can be another head there, basically.
Correct, there'll be another head. We suggest to him a piece of advice. Even though he could find a private place going in a different direction, we would suggest to him instead, go back to where your tchum is. Even though he could directly find something else in a different direction, we suggest going back to where you came from.
The distance is not a factor here.
So that is the Bir Lochah. It has the question. So what will be if he goes further away from his tchum? He's any further out from the city. There's less people, and so it's easier to find him. Welcome to in a short distance. To go back towards his tchum, it's going to be the opposite. So you look at the Bir Lochah. Shim lo yimsa tzarachiyin. In b'shar ruchas yachal yimsa welcome to the car of welcome. If in the other directions he can find a private place close by. If he goes back towards the tchum, he's going to have to go further. Is he allowed to go back to the tzadchum? In order to get this eitz of getting back into the tchum or not? The language that the Rosh uses when he writes this halacha seems to indicate that it's permitted. But tzarachim, he's not sure.
So he could go back into the shul to find the rav to ask the shaila.
That I don't think you can do. Yeah. Right. I don't think you can do that. We had this idea before. If you're within four amas of the tchum, that's equivalent to a lot as if you're within the tchum already. So if he finds this Makom Sinua just right outside the tchum within four amas, that's also the same thing, you're inside already. You saw him Makom Shinifta, the Zel Gamkim Makal Kabbat Abrias. Part of the Kabbat Abrias is to allow him not to be next to the smell, and next to where he actually relieved himself. Ashikla Reich Masula, he goes to the point where the smell is ends and not further. Feel the soich. Welcome, Rishon. Shiyosh Hashem Mitkila. Im Hu Yosef Mishir Zed. He can't go back to where he started from. You know, he says, "Well, so he started out over here." When he realized he's outside of the tchum, he was here. He went and found the welcome stone here. He wasn't inside the tchum. So he says, "He goes where the smell ends. That's it. Even if now that doesn't take him back to where he had been before he started his search for the facilities." Now he went out, but he went out intentionally, aimless. The colony has no solution. We are going to allow him to find a private place to relieve himself. We allow him to distance himself from the smell also. That will give him. We're not going to give him the kula that if he enters back in the tchum as if he never left. In case he went out when he left the tchum intentionally. Even if he'll end up back inside of the tchum, he only gets 4 amos. Now, however, if he gets back to not to the tchum but to the city, to find this place, he ended up going back into the city. That was the first place he could find. So now he's back in the walls of the city, or the enclosure of the city, his original city that he left from. There, the Oskola Ir Loikar Ba'amis, Mchogavni, Chanabas, Simon Tafes of Ches. So there, even though he left intentionally, we will give a kula. Once he's back in the city, he's back in the city. And he can move throughout the whole city, but he cannot move the tchum beyond the city. Normally, a person in the city gets tchum. He doesn't get any tchum, but the city, he can get Dalai Lama's, the whole city. Dafka Lagdolim. A person left the tchum midas. Okay? So he goes back towards his tchum. He's inside the tchum. So the loch is, he's back in the tchum. He only gets Dalai Lama's. He left the tchum originally midas. He knew he was leaving and he left. So he comes back in and only gets Dalai Lama's. If he goes all the way back into the city, so then he's in the city, he gets the whole city, like the whole city's equivalent of Dalai Lama's. But he doesn't get the tchum outside the city. And, he lost his tchum.
And what would the definition of the city be? Is that based on a wall, or if it's not walled, squaring it off?
But that's Surah Sepeza. Right, whatever's actually enclosed. So we said a Surah Sepeza counts like a wall for that purpose. If the city had an area around it, so you'd be allowed. Once you're inside the area, you get the whole area.
And otherwise, you'd have to. If there were neither, then you'd have to imagine.
No,
it's squared off. Or?
No, so then that's it. There's no
enclosure.
It
doesn't matter. There is no such thing as being inside the city. Then, even
correct.
If you're amongst the building.
Amongst the building, correct.
Uh huh.
The need for ketanim doesn't have the same level of personal need. The law says we assume that the need to urinate is considered more urgent in halacha. The potential damage to the body is more urgent than the need to defecate. And therefore, if a person is in a situation where he needs to be mashed, then he's allowed to halachically be mashed when other people are there. Number two, the dirty element is less because they absorb into the ground. We should pass on like the second opinion. Now, the Paisim do say, we said before already, we saw the Ramah said before, there are other cases of covet of Rias or real personal need. It's pouring rain and he needs to find some place with some shelter if you can't deal with the rain. Or the sun was burning down on him. So he said before, he also has this kula. He can go past the Dalai Lama's. So it's comparable to the concept of covet of Rias. Okay. Who is allowed to go outside the tchum? The person left the tchum with permission. A midwife who went to help a woman give birth. So they called her from outside of her tchum, and she went to where the woman is. Similar types of scenario where the person was called out for pikuach nefesh. The halacha is, once you arrive in that place, you get the tchum of that new place. You don't go back home, but you get the tchum of the new place. You're not stuck in Dalai Lama's because you left Rishos.
What about the one who went to call her? Is that person stuck in her city, or can you go back?
Parash is that person will be stuck in her city. If by doing so, the chacham, the person who called her, which also is allowed to do that, because it's also pikuach nefesh to go get her. But if there's no need for him to come back, if there's no medical need for him to come back, so then he stays where he is now.
I thought there was a concern, though, here, and this is like nogea to a doctor goes to the hospital. They're usually talking more about a driving issue, but
we'll get there.
But because we're concerned that the person the next time, if you don't let
them we'll get there. We'll get there. Step by step. Now, the Megill ear, if the Chachamah arrived in where this woman, let's say, who's giving birth is already in a different city, so not only does she get 2,000 amos, she gets the full status of a city, which means she gets the whole city plus 2,000 amos beyond the city. The midwife,
2,000 outside. I was wondering that. 2,000 outside. I know I'm kind of late to this one, but 2,000 outside the perimeter of the city.
Correct.
Do you have Harei He? Because here I have Harei Hu. Is your is it different?
Megillah Harei Hu.
That's what I have.
I read Harei He.
Yeah, you did. Is that what it says?
It says Harei Hu, but I read it Harei He.
It's not just
weird off.
Yeah, I mean,
makes sense.
What? I mean, the flow, it says Yesh Lo Apai Mama. That's harder to. The who you can read as a he, but the low is hard to read as a law. Okay.
Must have been changed by the MAA.
Aleph. Mishmur is the cotton aleph. You care to be Zev. Dover Shemutu Lotus Mishul. Any similar type of case where you're permitted to leave. Other cases of danger to life, so that's permitted. The Gemara says in a time when the Bezin used to decide the Rosh Chodesh based on Edim, the Edim would see the moon. We're allowed to travel up to Yerushalayim. They're allowed to go outside the Tchum. Okay, so wherever they end their job, they get 2,000 amos. If when you travel 2,000 amos, they end up here, they have 2,000 amos in all directions, travel this way, they'll end up back inside the tchum. So then we give him a kula. He's allowed to go back here, then now he's back inside his tchum. Then he just keeps going back, now he's back in his own city with his own tchum. They get 2,000 amos from that place. Even though the mitzvah is finished, so they don't have really needs. So we might say, now the karma. So what, just stay there. No, we give you 2,000 amos. We created this halacha, even though the person did not start our Shabbos. They are normally tumah is always defined at the beginning of Shabbos. Is Mishul because the Im Lo Yil Rishor Losses Mim Kaimai in the Atzam Mishul Lotzisai. See, here's the first idea, place where we find this idea of if we're going to create great halachic limitations on the person after they did their mitzvah, they're not going to be interested in going out doing it again. The poor lady, the Chachama, would go out there, the midwife would birth the woman. And it's finished, and she would then spend the rest of Shabbos in the area of four amos. You can be sure that she's not really interested in the next time going out and meow at somebody.
This is clearly based on. I mean, I know there's discussion as to whether tchum is Derisa Durabana, but this clearly seems to be based on it being a Durabana.
It's an interesting question. So right now we're dealing with a Tchum Durabana. Tchum Durabana is 2,000 amos. Tchum Derisa is 12 mil. Right?
Everybody agrees that that's Derisa?
No, not everybody agrees that's Derisa. But the Mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch was that he yelled that the Iker Pesach that it's Derisa. So let's say a situation where the Chachama was called to go beyond your base mil. That's what happens over there. So that's the question she's allowed to go because you don't have anything, you don't have from the rights also. But now she's there, what happens? So do you say once you went beyond your Beis Mil they have no power to give you a heter, so you stayed Dalet Amos and that's it? There's an interesting Ramban. The Ramban says the opposite. The Ramban says these are the rights to go beyond your Beis Mil. That's done.
How big is that?
Well, that's
a mil is 2,000 amas, so that's 24,000 amas. It's about somewhere in the area of about 40,000 feet.
A mil is 2,000 amas.
Right. So 12 is 24, and an amas is about between a foot and a half. It's somewhere between 36,000 to 48,000 feet, somewhere between 7 to 9 miles.
12 kilometers. I'm thinking kilometers these days.
You're thinking kilometers these days, okay. So now the person, you went beyond that. Okay, so you did the Isser Torah. The Isser Torah was to travel beyond that. You did that already. So there's no reason to limit you, because it's not sure there's a new Isser Torah every moment beyond the tchum. There's an Isser to go beyond the tchum. You did that already, so you get the, then you get 2,000 amas again, like anybody else. That's what Ramban holds. If the person ended up in a city, we give them the status of a city. So we deal with it as if you started out Shabbos in that city. The whole city becomes like Adalan Amos. Now here, if you look at the Shartzin and Gimel, Magen Mishnah, now, remember, the halacha that we consider the whole city like Dalet Amos has two scenarios. Scenario number one is the person who started Shabbos in his city. Even if there's no walls around the city, Tchum starts beyond the city. We said that the whole city is like Dalet Amos, and Tchum starts beyond the city. Whether there's walls or not, whether there's an area or not. There's a second din of a person went beyond the Tchum, and we stuck him inside an enclosed area, that counts like Dalet Amos. No matter, you know, assuming it's made for living in. So the case before which we discussed was the person came back into his city. He went out to Ladas. We said, no, you can't come back. You come back in the Tchum, Dalet Amos. You end up in the closed area. The whole closed area is like Dalet Amos. That's before. Here we're talking about it. We created a heter. We deal with you as if you started out Shabbos in the city, in the second city, which you didn't. But we're creating a cooler for you. Well, if you started out Shabbos in the city, you get the whole city is Dalet Amos, even if there's no walls. So that's what the Magen Mishnah says over here. Fine. But that old, furthermore, the din of the Shogunar to Ha'ir and the Shabbos Lekheshman Alpayim. The city does not count at all for the 2,000 amas. It's like the Alad amas. Hudavka Shabishfield in the Bar Mitzvah Hahi Higilir. The mitzvah required you to get to that other city. Well, let's say the mitzvah required you to go to this outlying house beyond the city. But that the city was now within 2,000 amas of that house. What's the luck in that case? So, in a case where the house, the woman was called to this house outside the city, we said, okay, lady, you're here now, you get 2,000 amas. She says, great, 2,000 amas, here's the city. She's within 2,000 amas. And once you're in a city, you're in a city. No, she gets till the end of her 2,000 amas, even though it ends in the middle of the city. If they called her to help a woman give birth who's in the city, once you're in the city, you get the din of being in the city. Okay. Correct. Hey, Mishabur Sukkot, hey, Vayin Leba Simon Soif Simon Reshim Lechess. I mean, Yotzib is the Bar Shabbos of the Bar Mitzvah. Some of the different issue, a person leaves Erev Shabbos for the Bar Mitzvah, what's called the Bar Mitzvah, which is permitted for that purpose. It's a different level of heter, obviously, than you don't need, it's not, you're talking about Erev Shabbos, not Shabbos. And I have to tell you, I did not look it up and I did not recall. So unless you have a gimel here, I can look at it now. You have a gimel? What's that? No. Okay. You have a gimel here, that's it. Okay. Okay. Beis. Sif Beis. Hoy Yotze Bershus, the person left the city with permission because they was called for this need. He's traveling. Somebody else was able to respond, and they took care of it already. So from the spot that you are, you stop. No reason to go any further, and you get 2,000 amas from where you are. And again, you mix this atchum shiotze mimeno reshus mulu b'serach apayim amas yeshem mikamer. If the 2,000 amas from the point that you're at now would bring you back towards your tchum inside your tchum, hareis achayz al mikamer kilo lo yotze. So now you're back in your tchum and you go back as if you never left. He stops where they told him, and he calculates 2,000 amas from there. He goes back home as if nothing happened. So here's the tomb of the city. See, he left the city, traveled out here. They said, no, you don't need to go anymore. He says, okay, great. He has 2,000 amas, bring him back here. So it's okay, he's back inside his tchum. It's like he's back in his house, and he has the whole tchum, he has his tchum over here. Well, he said, but yeah, but I stopped here, they gave me 2,000 amas this way also. You lose that. You know, you want to come back in your tchum, you're going to lose that tchum in the other direction. Gimel. Kol yotzim lahatzon nefoshes yitzom miyad av dechachom. The Jews went out to stop an attack of the Goyim to the Jews. Omina Nahor, there was an overflow of the river. Omina Apolis, there was some buildings collapsed, and they're going to help. They have 2,000 amas from the place they went to save. They won this battle and they repelled the invaders, the Goyim, but they're still powerful and it's not safe for them to remain out in this outlying area. They go back to where they came, all the way back to the original city. And they take their weapons with them. Okay, yes. Let's learn. Even though we saved the Jews, this round we won, but still, they're still strong. It's not safe to stay out in the field. After Yosem Minar Paim, even though it's more than 2,000 amas, and Mechazenim. You can take your weapons back. So now, in the case where the Goyim are stronger, you for sure take your weapons back, because you need your weapons to repel a second attack. What about a case you won a decisive victory over the Goyim? Right? So you don't really need the weapons anymore, so maybe you should argue you can't bring the weapons back. No. Even the Jews were stronger to bring their weapons back. If they reach, if they're out beyond 2,000 amas, they stay there and get 2,000 amas because they're not worried. If they're within the 2,000, if where they are is within 2,000 amas of the tchum, so they travel 2,000 amas, they're back in the tchum, and then they go back into the city. And still mutalachs of klizayim, they can bring their weapons with them. The misalku klizayim mayhem. So what are you going to do? You're going to divest yourself of your weapons. You shouldn't have to carry on Shabbos for no reason. Well, if I'm a goy, I say, great, hey, look, there's weapons there. That means I have weapons. They don't have weapons. So, yesh lira shema yirdavu oyevim achreim, the goyim will come after them. And the Mor says there was a ma'ishah shahoya. Originally, the Chum said, leave your in the case that they won the decisive victory, you leave it there, and that means not safe. Okay.
That's an irvin.
Yeah. So now the question is, the Rambam says on this, Rambam, interesting, when he brings on this halacha, because the more he uses the phrase, Shalot Tehemach Shilin Losid Lovay, if I can't bring my weapons back, I'm not going to want to go again. I'm afraid, you know, so again, it creates this heter. So here we have a heter where the person's carrying, not just walking beyond the tomb, we're allowing them to carry, A, for the purpose of going to fight, which that we understand, that's Sol Sefosha's mamas, and on the way back. So in the argument that the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mishnah Berurah says, because we're worried about the potential danger. So again, we understand potential danger. You're allowed to do malacha. The Rambam is saying we're afraid that the guy's not going to want to do it again next time he has to go. So Rambam is adding a whole new level of we're going to allow you to do malacha because we're worried about that you're not going to want to be, you're not interested in doing it again the next time.
Mm-hmm.
When we should argue, listen, buddy, you know, this is part of your mitzvah to do it again next time. We're not going to allow you to be mechallel Shabbos because you have emotional problems. But so we could argue theoretically. We don't say that. There are levels of where Chachamim drew the lines. Not every Kuch Nevesh is Doicha Shabbos. I just had a fascinating halachic shiloh which came up. I mean, halachic lemaisa, but I was discussing with my bakrim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Dalet that Chazal say we're not going to tell a person to do a chait, something improper, in order that somebody else should benefit. So Mor gives an example. The halacha is that the halacha of baking on Shabbos has two parts to it. A person takes a dough and puts it in the oven. So the act of putting in the oven is the maisa. He's not chayiv a punishment, a skila, unless it bakes a certain amount. So if he takes it out before it bakes that amount, he's not chayiv any punishment. But that bread is also to take out. The dough is also to take out. I love it. So now, Ruben,
he's got a conflict of interest.
It's muksa, and it's called Radiyas HaPas, which is all word mouth Radiyas HaPas.
It's not a derisa.
Not a derisa.
Not because of Shabbos.
Because of Shabbos.
But it's not a derisa.
Right. So Reuven sticks it in the oven. So it's hard for us to tell Reuven, you know, you can't take it out. We're going to kill you instead. It's hard to do that, right? But what about Shimon? Reuven sticks it in. Shimon says, you know, if I go and I take this muksa dough out of there, I can save Reuven from Misa. Because he didn't look at Misa. If I don't, he'll get Misa. So I should be Chavul Shabbos, my Dramonan, to be Matzil his Nefesh. Right? That's also Vashas. Yeah, but who asked you to stick the stupid stuff in the oven to start with? You know, that was your decision. The guy did it intentionally.
With
Asra. Don't do this. I'm doing it anyway. You know, like, okay, now I should go with Michal Shabbos. Mercy, I'm not Michal Shabbos to save you from your key of Misa. Now the question came up like this. It's a lot, you know, scenarios which came up. I gave the book from three scenarios. Once another, there was a shah which came up. It's a written shah which came up in Amsterdam about 200 years ago, over 200 years ago. The person was deathly ill, and the doctor says he has to drink milk from a chamor, donkey's milk, for refuah, which is an issue of the raisa. But it was mutter because his life was in danger. He refused to drink the milk. I'm not drinking trafe milk. I'd rather die. It's not what I'll do. But that was the story. The son is of course, you know, overwhelmed by this, his father's refusing to drink the milk which would heal him. So the son comes to the father and says, I have some milk for you. It's cow. Don't worry, it's cow's milk. Truth is, it's donkey's milk. And the Christ is lying, right? The father's not a stupid idiot. So the father says, you drink first and then I'll drink it. So now the guy says, well, the only way I can save this guy's life is by drinking, my father's life is by drinking this tray of milk. So Tchuv Nefesh is the Isser of drinking tray of milk. But nobody asked him to be in the situation of refusing to drink the milk. That was his decision to do the wrong thing. So am I allowed to drink the tray of milk to save the father? So that was the shadow. So the Rav passing that he's not allowed to drink the milk.
Well, I was going to say, here it's different because he's what he did that was wrong. Here he's saving his life, not just saving him from a chait. He's saving his two things. He's saving him from the chait of refusing to drink the milk, which he should have drunk, to drink the milk. And he's saving his physical life.
Well, but also the question was saving life.
I guess it was true in the other
case. Bess was going to kill
him. It was me also.
Bess was going to kill him, right? So now based on that psak, here's the interesting question. Shir Shabbos Gilchus is a pass to the following Shiloh. Person is attempting to commit suicide. He's on the bridge, he's going to jump. And the only way you can stop him is by Mechallel Shabbos with the Malach of the Reis. Are you Mechallel Shabbos to stop him from doing
it? Yes. Yeah, I thought that's different, though, because with suicide, we generally assume the person's not a sound mind.
You know, we usually use that when we're talking about Lach or Amaisa. We say, you say Kaddish, you say Kaddish, he wasn't in the sound mind, etc. Mm-hmm. You know, but Kaddish Amaisa, so here's a person deciding he wants to do something wrong, and I should be Mechallel Shabbos to stop him. So Shir Shabbos Hilchos Apostles, you are Mechallel Shabbos.
You are Mechallel Shabbos.
You are Mechallel Shabbos. with the argument, he doesn't say the argument why, but I'm assuming the argument is because we assume that, you know, we assume that he's just so overwhelmed, he's not thinking. But the third scenario which came up, which is interesting, this is a local, this is a true story which happened, this is how the whole conversation started. Reuven, his business goes sour in a major way. He owes hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right? So he calls up his sister who works in a high position in the bank. He says, you know, I'm ready to end it. I have the gun here, I'm ready to end it. But if you get me, you know, this $300,000 that I need by embezzling from the bank, I won't kill myself. And she realized he was that serious, and said, that's a problem, there was no other way of stopping it. She realized, like, you know, I'll stalling loans. No, I need the money. No strings attached.
This is hypothetical, yeah.
No, it's a true story.
Oh, it's a true story.
Right? So is she allowed to be the Gzela to save his life? Or do we say, you know, nobody asked him to decide to kill himself. It's his decision. So now we're back to, you can't do an Avera to save, stop somebody
else.
Somebody, they caused the situation. Nope. You don't stop
them. Now, if he was going to be killed by the mafia unless he paid them off,
that's what's the story.
Well, let's go with this case for a second. This is also one chiluk I see is this is bein adam lamakom, the avera that she's being asked to do as opposed to be machal Shabbos. Bein adam lachavera.
So that's an interesting question. There is the machalik is Rashi and Tosis. It does because never is because never is doichel this from Zayla. Period. Nothing to do with this scenario. Right?
Okay.
Straightforward. Right? The person is dying, and he needs food, and the only way he can get the food is by stealing this food from somebody. He's allowed to steal it. Am I supposed to die and not just steal the food? That's what Rashi holds. You die and don't steal the food. Tosha says you steal the food and you save yourself, and then you have to pay back.
Where is this? What Gemara is this?
It's Gemara Baba Kama Dav Samas. Somewhere in Samach, I think it's some.
How did the post scheme come down?
The post scheme seemed to come out like Tosis. Mm-hmm. So, for argument's sake, that would be mutter. You have to pay for it.
Yeah.
In other words, it doesn't positively pay.
To save your own life? Or is it to save anybody's life?
Anybody. Whoever's going to do it. So, right? So, the person's dying, and the only way he can save his life is by stealing this bread. So, Tosis says he's allowed to steal the bread, but he still has to pay for it. He has to pay back to Xayla. Right?
If he's dying, or even if a friend or a family member is dying also.
Wouldn't make a difference. Whoever needs to, right, do the verity to save
not,
a life.
And it's not there, and it's they didn't put themselves in that situation.
Right. No. But over here, the guy is putting himself into, I mean, you know, you declare bankruptcy, you know, it's difficult, you know, and, you know, you get a handout, you take some charity, and you move on with life, you know, like, you know, I can't take charity, and I can't declare bankruptcy. So I'd rather kill myself. Okay, you know, I understand pride is a beautiful thing.
That's another piece of information, though, that he has the option of taking tzedakah?
He has an option. It's not, he Sucker will not pay for his debt. But, you know, listen, we live in a country, you're Persian regs. You say, I don't have, what are you going to do to me? They're not going to kill him. Right? It's not the mafia, it's talking about, you know, it was regular creditors. So, but he felt so overwhelmed by it, he decided he's going to take his life. So the person passed him that she couldn't do it. Mm. She didn't ask, and she did it. And she got caught. Mm-hmm. So, that she was prosecuted.
Well. It is a pretty overwhelming.
I'm not saying it's an easy Shiloh.
Yeah. Paskin that she cannot do it.
Right.
I mean, I can see
but
that.
But you could break Shabbos.
Right. So that's
the other, so how do you?
So it's an interesting question. Why are someone's Paskin by the case of Shabbos that it's mutter is an interesting question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I see a difference between the two.
Does it have to do with Ben on Lamakum versus Ben on Machavero?
I don't think so. In other words, that Pesach Rosh Hashanah is saying we have to consider the possibility, at least, that the person is just not thinking clearly, and then we would be allowed to do it because already it's not an intentional action anymore. In the case of the person is, you know, the case of the milk, I mean, he was thinking clearly. He made a decision, I'd rather die than to do an Avera. I mean, he was wrong, right?
Well, I guess that's true of the bank also. So if there's two steps involved, it's obviously premeditated. It's not like he's out of his mind. Whereas a guy standing on the edge of the Bay Bridge.
Right.
But I think you could say that there, you know, the state of mind of the person who's totally overwhelmed with debt has been a responsible person, has always paid off his debts. It's very hard. It's dealing with that situation. It's very hard for a person to act rationally.
Understand. I'm not, getting involved in the local of my side, but you should never have to the pastor such a shy look. Now I lost my thought. Why am I telling you this? I had a reason why I was telling you this. I lost the train of thought. So my point is, so here we have, it's not clear that the person's emotional response is considered a valid reason Allah to mechal. So the guy says, if I'm stuck out here, I'm not going to do it again. Is that a valid reason? The Rambam says, yes, it is. Even though theoretically, the end of we're being allowing to be mechal Shabbos because you have an attitude issue. But the Maaser, practically, it's a common enough attitude issue, we're going to allow that to happen. So this is where the Pesach came along and said, that you have a person who drives an ambulance, he drives on sole ambulance, and he takes the guy in, so they have to go to from Far Rockaway into the major medical center in Manhattan. He says, okay, now spend the rest of Shabbos in Manhattan. He says, next Shabbos, I'm going to think twice about driving that ambulance to Manhattan.
Right. My daughter lives in Far Rockaway. She had to give birth. She had whatever it was, I don't remember which one. May have been twins. And she was the closest hospital to Far Rockaway, the hospital called Peninsula Hospital, which is a pretty poor hospital. When she called the Hatzalah to take her, they said to her, we're not taking you to Peninsula, we're taking you to the one on the North Shore, the Jewish one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great Neck or whatever. L-I-J. Yeah. L-I-J. Yeah.
Okay, whatever, okay.
Well, not the Jewish or something. It's on the North Shore.
Right, L-I-J, yeah.
That was a lot further away. Manhattan wouldn't have been that much further.
Right, I understand. Though the question is, so now is the driver allowed to drive back home? So if we might need him back again for a second call, so then all the police can say he's allowed to go back. If the question is, there's other people there, they don't need him, the chances of him being needed are minimal. But there's going to be this deterrent of it's not, that's a machloikus, not everybody's matter.
But he may decide just to stop, providing the service.
That's true, that's the question. So that's an attitude issue.
But that's going to then potentially,
right. So remersion was not the chuvas. What's written for remersion, the chuvas was matzah that he did not matzah to go do malacha the rice or to go back. He was matzah the rabbanus, not the rice.
Case we're talking with a tchum is even carrying the weapons is a karmelis, right?
Cautious, it's a karmelis, it's the rabbanus, right? But the question is, do malacha the rice, remersion was matzah, not. There seems to be. Not at least I'm not aware that's written. They have the Hatzolah has a handbook that the Piskei Halachas, which supposedly went over the person who was in charge of it to set it up, went over the Piskei Halachas with the Mershah, and they were matarit to go back. So I don't know. We have to understand the difference in the scenarios. Okay, let's just start Siman Tov Ches. Okay, so the concept of Eruvei Tchumen. So a person wants to extend his tchum by putting something down and finding a way to extend his tchum in one direction. Okay. Aleph. Mutter la'ariv eruv tchumen v'likna shvisa b'sayif tchum. We're going to allow a concept called eruv tchumen when you put, beginning of Shabbos, you define that your place of dwelling is not in your home, but rather in this place, which is all the way toward at the end of the tchum, and then you get, that's your place of dwelling, you get another 2,000 amos in the further direction. Well, okay, and therefore, me, shi'atim me'ir be'er Shabbos, v'niach mozen shtei sudas, rochach me'ir b'sech ha'tchum. Right before Shabbos, he went out to the end of the tchum, right before the end of the tchum, and he put the food sufficient for two meals. V'kobah shvisal sur sham, and he established that's going to be his place for Shabbos. That's his mokum. So when the sun set, this was his mokum of shvisa, where he's going to be designated as his resting place for Shabbos. He put it there for that purpose. So then, even though he himself went back into the city and slept overnight in the city, So he went back later on that night and went and slept in his home. We count his status that where he's, his home for Shabbos is not his bias, his physical house, but where he put his food. And therefore, he has 2,000 amas back to the city, to his house. He has 2,000 amas now the other direction, beyond the tchum of the city. That's called what's called a ruvet tchumen. Now he can continue another 2,000 amas beyond that. But he also loses 2,000 amas the other direction. So if here's the city, here's the tchum, he put his ruvet tchum in here, so he gets 2,000 amas more this way, but he loses the 2,000 amas of the other side of the city. You said, this is your place for Shabbos, fine. So you have 2,000 amas this way and this way. So you gained all of that, but you're going to lose this way. Other direction. You go the other direction, back towards the city. And your limit, how far you're allowed to go in the city, is to the end of your tchum.
I thought that was dealt out. The city's like dealt out.
We'll see. Now, he says like this. If the city was a very small city, and he didn't put his Ruvei Truman all the way at the end, because he can put it wherever he wants, he only needs 1,000 amas more. So he put it after 1,000 amas. He has 1,000 amas this way. The whole city was only 500 amas. So he comes back to the city, it's 500 amas. So then, in that situation where the whole city is included in the tchum he's allowed to walk, then techoshavir kulak arba amas, we count the city as 4 amas. He gets 1,000 back here. The city counts as 4. Now he has another, right? Now he has another 996 on the other side. For example, Ketza. Hereshe Niach gives you the example inside. Hereshe Niach is a ruvei berechuk elef amah mebeisa shabir the ruach misuch. He put the eruv 2,000 amas towards the east, outside of the city. There's a mahalach lemachrim imbakim ruvei alpaim amah the misuch. He can continue another 2,000 amas from the Erev, another 2,000 amas further east. But Mahalach Mimokim Erubay Apayim Amam Lamar, but he can go 2,000 amas back west. Elif Shemino Erev Ad Beisoy, the first 1,000 which takes him from the Erev back to his home. Velif Amam Mibesoy Besachir, and then another 10,000 amas further deeper into the city going west. Ven Mahalach Beir Ela Ad Soy Fo Elif, he goes till the end of the 1,000. From his house to the end of the city, which he has 1,000 amas to walk still, there's only 999 amas of the city, one ama less. Shem says, Midosa calls Chutzir, his 1,000 amas, which he has left, ends after the city is over. We count the whole city as 4 amas. Tishim v'sheish amah. So he gets 996 amas beyond the city. Tashim v'alpayim, which would be the end of it. That's the total. So you have 1,000 from the Erev back to here. You have the whole city is 4 amas. Another 996 there, and that counts as 2,000 amas. 1,000, 4, very big 4 amas, right? 999 amas, let's say. And another 996. Tashim v'alpayim ends up to be 2,000. The fikos. I mean, hineich eruv beberichuk alpayim amim beisa shabir. If you didn't put 1,000 amas away from the city, you put 2,000 amas away from the city. Him said it's clear that you can't go into the city at all. Nimsa mahalach mi beisa ad eruv alpayim amim. You travel from your home to the eruv. That's 2,000 amas. Venim halav beisa beir the ruach marav filamach. You can't go west at all from where you are at all. Now, that's the Mechav. So now, Lawton's question, we discussed the idea before, that once you're in the city, you get the whole city counted Dalai Lama. Comes the Ramah, the Yeshurim, the Filu Kosa Midosa, Be'emsa Eir, Mahalach Mechol Eir Kula, Avalach Chutzalo, the Yesh Lahok. He says like this, this halacha that we count the city as 4 amas, and you get more on the other side, that I agree with the Shulchan Aruch. If the city is more than 1,000 amas, we're not going to give you count the city as 4 and more on the other side. But that what you say, that you walk, you have your Ruvei Truman, You walk back here and you walk 1,000 miles and you stop in the middle of the street, you know, in the middle of the city. That's it. You can't go any further. No, the whole city counts as Dalai Lama's, and you can continue until the end of the city, and that's it. But nothing beyond.
One thing I don't understand, though, even when you're measuring and you're extending your tchum in, say, to the east, why is it extended from your house? Why isn't it extended from the tchum of the city?
So that is an interesting question. We're going to see when we go through Mishaburas and the Bir Halachos. It's a real question. In other words, how to deal with that? There was the Gemara uses the lashon mibesoi. So is beso being used specifically, or beso being used referred to the city? So that's going to be a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say beso is being used specifically because you're basically changing your status of shvisa from your home to this place. So those are the two places which are relevant. So then, you know, even though there's your house isn't at the last row of the city, we measure 2,000 amas from your house, and that's it. And if your house is 2,000 amas into the city, it's a big city, so your tchum will not work for you, right? According to that sheet. Some say no. Beso and Iro are going to be used, you know, interchangeably for this purpose.
So the Mechaber apparently holds like the first opinion.
Let's say for now.
Okay.
Yeah, Shahoko, we're going to make.
What do you mean?
What?
City counts as Dalai Lama.
City counts as Dalai Lama or not? Okay, let's hold it here. We're holding by the in the Ramah. There's still a nice piece of Ramah on this sip. It's a nice one. So, Be'ez Hashem, so we'll pick up tomorrow night. We'll finish up the Ramah and then we'll do the Mishnah Berurah.